And I'm going to ask the only question I ask on this podcast. How's life going?
How's life going?
Yep. Give or take.
I feel like life's going pretty well. There's a lot of stress from school, but other than that, it's pretty good. Mateo definitely like brings so much joy that you just kind of like forget some of your stress.
I would like to think that life is just as simple as it could get, at least for me right now. You know, just being a stay-at-home dad and all because of how COVID has affected everybody. But, you know, I cannot complain. You know, having my son here at home makes up for everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's generally awesome. And being parents, first-time parents, how does that feel compared to like a year ago when you were expecting to now when you're in the lifestyle now?
Honestly, it's way more exciting than I anticipated it to be. Like, right now, he's like 7 months old, and his personality is just so big. He's so funny.
Yes.
I don't know. He's like the best thing that I've ever encountered. Like, I've never felt so much happiness and love than I do now with my son.
Then as for me, the way I like to see it is like, of course, a big surprise, but if you would have asked this a year ago, like, you know, how do you guys feel like you would be a year later from today? Like, would you guys think you'd be good parents, bad parents? Or like, you think you could take this? Is this going to be a challenge for you? But you know what? Honestly, everything is working out in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, personally, I was like, damn, I'm going to be a dad. What am I going to do? How am I going to raise this child? You know, you start getting all these ideas like, oh, am I going to raise them the way I was raised, or if you can be better than that? You know, our upbringings were not the easiest, and we just want something even better for him. Smarter, you know, more, I want to say more educational, more, I want to say better than what we had. Of course, that's like the ideal, the mindset of every parent who has a child or is about to have a child. You know, they just want them to have a better life than they did.
Mm-hmm. And that includes like even like the affection that our parents gave us, or like just the attitudes. Hold on, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
That's okay.
It's like our parents definitely tried their best. Both Edgar and I had young parents. And for young parents, it's kind of hard to know how to raise a kid when you're still a kid yourself. So I think they definitely had some growing up to do as they were raising us, you know? And I've seen firsthand, like, the effects of that. And I just think it's... I'm sorry. I'm just rambling.
No, that's okay. That's basically what this is. I'm going to edit things together. If you take a long pause, but you, like, still continue your sentence, I will cut it down to where it's, like, one continuous sentence. So you don't have to worry about that. You could say, as many times as you need to, I could take that out if you want. Like that, I'm probably going to take that out.
But yeah, you know,
sorry.
I was gonna say, going back to your question, I felt like I didn't know what I was gonna do before Mateo came, because there was a lot in my mind. Like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna change diapers, you know, make them bottles and all that. You know, you kind of get like that mindset from I guess, the father figure because they don't do it. You know, I know my dad never really, like, fed us or changed our diapers and stuff like that. You didn't get that affectionate or that care from your dad. But now me being in a state where it's like, I guess, I don't know, would it be appropriate to say more acceptable nowadays? I don't know, something like that. You know, Danielle really had the patience to, like, guide me and help me, like, hey, you know what, this is how you do it, and you know what. At first I was being really like, nah, I can't do that. But it turns out, you know, it's not that bad. You know, changing diapers aren't that bad. Making in bottles are simple. You know, it's just more like, I guess a lot of guys feel like it's not masculine. You know, it's not a manly thing to do. Like, hey, I'm a man. I shouldn't be doing this. But honestly, I want to say that's not valid. It's like, nah, you take care of your kid regardless. You know, you do everything you can. And being at home all the time with my son, it's like I have gained those, like, motherly instincts, as you one would say. You know, I'm really good at, like, paying attention to him and, like, figuring out his needs. You know, changing diapers are easy, making bottles are easy. You know, just entertaining him and stuff like that. It's, like, no big deal for me.
I wouldn't necessarily say that's a motherly instinct. That's just a
apparently
parental. Yeah. And I feel like what you're describing is not necessarily people's actual mindsets. Like, oh, I'm the dad, I'm not going to change a diaper. I think it's more of a stereotype. Like, people assume.
Yeah, like the SpongeBob episode.
Yes, exactly. Like, you're not going off and sitting in your recliner watching TV while I'm taking. Like, I mean, sometimes maybe, but we definitely switch off and give each other a break, and it's never one-sided. We're both equally involved and equally taking care of him, which I feel is normal. Like, that's how it should be. You shouldn't give all the responsibility off on your partner.
But yeah.
Well said. Well said. And if you were to give any advice to yourself from a year ago or to anybody else who's probably going to go through that same thing, what would you say? Would you like to come back to that question later?
No.
Okay.
I think I would say, make sure this is something you want. Don't just have a baby because you want a baby, or, you know, you think this is going to solve problems between couples and all. Repeat the question again. I know you're going to copy and paste it.
I'll try. I can leave this alone. my question was, like, what kind of advice would you give yourself from a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, or someone who's kind of in that situation where they're expecting or about to expect? Maybe just like one key advice, or just maybe a random advice that they won't think of off the top of their head.
I got it. I know the best thing you can do when expecting is learn everything you can about pregnancy and postpartum, especially postpartum, because reading it is one thing and experience it is a whole another level, man. And I think a lot of people don't talk about this. It's a really important topic because it affects not just the mom, the mother who has given birth, but I think it also affects the partner, whoever it may be. Because not only is the mom going through, you know, the hormonal changes after birth, they have to deal with their bodies. You know, they're like, oh man, my body's not the same. They start worrying about their baby. Oh, my baby might not want me. Or, you know, problems start to develop between them and their partner, and they're like, maybe they don't want me anymore. There's a lot of the mental things going on with the mom that affects her not in that state. And I believe it's a good thing to do to research postpartum, so you can help the motherly, you know, the mother figure or yeah, help them out, because I believe there's key signs or things you can do to ease. Fuck. Sorry, I'm stuttering.
It's okay.
Reading about it and learning about it will help the mom in the long run a lot. You know, you get to learn about the signs, like, hey, they start acting a certain way. They're not acting the same. They start doing things differently. It's a big flag, of course, you know. And it's a good idea to communicate with them and possibly make a plan. You know, like, hey, if I start having postpartum or you start seeing these signs, please tell me. And, you know, we could try to figure something out. Because I don't know if you know this, but, you know, sometimes with postpartum, the mom wants nothing to do with the child. You know, they somehow feel like they can't love the child. So, you know, that's big. And good thing it didn't happen
with
them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to point out that did not happen with me, like, at all. I love Mateo so much. Like, absolutely not.
And, you know, like I said, you know, that's like something good to know. You never know if it could happen to your partner in any case. But, you know, like stuff like that is a good idea to learn about.
Danielle, any advice you'd give?
Well, first I want to say he's talking about postpartum depression.
Oh, he left out a key word, it seems.
Oh, yeah, a postpartum depression, because postpartum is anything after you give birth.
Sorry.
No, and it's okay. I'm just clarifying. It's not just postpartum. But yeah, before I say my answer, I just want to like say something about that. And postpartum depression is very hard. And sometimes you might not even realize that it's happening. I went through it really hard. Like, I was upset that my baby wasn't gonna feel attached to me, or that he didn't want like love from me, you know? I also felt like I just became like really sad and down, and I don't think sad is necessarily the right word to use. Like, I wasn't necessarily sad. I was just like numb almost. And I definitely started acting weird. I was in my room thinking my baby hates me, not wanting to leave the room. I don't know. It was just a hard time. It was a hard time. So yeah. Anyways, this is awkward.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not good, man.
This got pretty serious.
Well, of course it's serious. Like I said, you know, it's something important that I feel everybody should know.
Yeah.
Or learn about before or during, or, you know, even if you're not having a child, it's something good to learn about.
I feel like advice that I would give is parenting is hard. And your first instincts, not instincts, but like your first choices on things might not be the right choice. You might think you're doing something great and you find out that it wasn't so great. Like, hold on, I need to re-say this. You make choices or decisions for you and your baby, and sometimes you make mistakes and you learn from it, and it's okay. I feel like if anybody's becoming like a first-time parent, or any parents, honestly, don't beat yourself up if you don't get it right away. Parenting is hard. Children are hard to please sometimes. There's definitely times where I give Mateo a toy, or I read him a book, and he's fine for like 2 seconds, and then he's like, oh, I'm bored of this. I want something else. And he's fussy, and you just gotta learn to go with the flow. If your baby's fussy, if your baby's crying, and you don't know how to console them in the moment, it's hard on a parent. Like, you feel like, what am I doing wrong? And it's not necessarily that you're doing anything wrong, but
But
I'm trying to gather what I'm trying to say.
It's okay.
I'm really awkward.
That's okay. Oh. Take your time.
I'm going to have to edit out a bunch of my talking.
Well, it's going to be more like splicing together, not much editing out, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because a lot of your things you said are true and everyone should learn. And I'm definitely going to listen back to this if when I need to. So take your time. And this is just one moment of everything. Like, this is like kind of like an open space if you want to talk freely or you want to talk as is. If you want me to cut something out, let me know.
Because
remember, this is just going to be a wholesome podcast of just us not only reminiscing, but talking about the now and talking about the future. So right now we're talking about a little bit of everything with this, with Mateo.
Okay. Okay, I know what I want to say.
Perfect. I'm not going to edit anything else. Nope. Everything's going in.
Oh, no.
You've said good things. Why wouldn't I put it in?
Okay. So, yeah, basically what I'm trying to say is don't beat yourself up if the way that you're doing things isn't working. You just try something new. Sometimes babies are all different. If something worked, even for parents who had already had babies, and their next child is different, they don't like the same things, they don't like being held, and your first baby did, or vice versa, or all babies are different. So if things aren't working, you just try new things and until you get it, and you learn. I think being a parent is a huge learning experience. Like, my whole life, I'm the oldest of 9 kids, so I've always helped to take care of my younger siblings. But it's different when it's your own kid. Like, your love, like, you don't realize how deep of a love you can feel for somebody until you have your own kid. Like, it's just a different experience. And another thing I would say is take everything in. The pace that Mateo has grown is crazy fast. I was just looking at pictures of him from even a few months ago, like 2 months ago, and he looks so young. Like, he's 7 months now, but he was like almost a different baby from when he was born. It's crazy how fast they develop. So I would say definitely take pictures, take in your small newborn, because they will start to grab everything, be on the move, bite you maybe. Mateo has 2 teeth and he definitely loves using them. They're the cutest things ever though. Like, ugh, 2 little teeth.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. Take it all in. Don't blink. He's going to be 17 before you know it.
Right. Oh, I'm scared of that. Like, he's going to get big so fast. Even for, like, myself. Like, I remember, it feels like 2 years ago I was 16. I'm going to be 26 this year. How did 10 years go by that fast?
Because you were enjoying most of them.
Yeah.
And you're going to enjoy his life, and he's going to enjoy his. Because he's going to have 2 great parents for raising him.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, I know it's a weird time to have a child, especially in COVID, but this works out in his favor since both of you will be home all the time with him, and the rest of the family, Edgar's family, will be there to help him, support him, and you two all the time.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good thing about having family around, that you get help. Like, I don't think people really understand. It's okay to ask for help. Like I said earlier, raising kids are hard. Parenting is hard. So it's definitely nice to have some help.
Don't worry, there's going to be a lot of awkward pauses when like a subject kind of comes to an end. This happens a lot.
Do you have a list of questions ready?
No. I go in with one question. The first question I have is, how's life going? And then wherever it goes from there is wherever it goes. That's what makes every podcast different. Each one will start off the exact same with the exact same question, but they will always end up different. That's the beauty of like life as itself, because like everyone starts off at the same starting point, but the way it goes and the way it ends is of its own, and it's beautiful that way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's just a wholesome podcast. We're going to probably tell these stories to Mateo, but this would be fun just to say things so he can listen back to this. Like, I'll bring up something, and you, again, if I bring up something you don't feel comfortable with it, I can edit it out or we can stop, blah, blah, blah. But I kind of want to bring up Edgar's football skills. And I'm talking about American football. So I'm going to go back to a period in time. This was probably 2016, I want to guess. Is that when you were like closer to my house?
Yeah, 2015, 2016.
And we were playing football. It was Edgar. I think Derek was there, Marcus, Xavier. And we were playing a game. And I think this is when we're still trying to get to know Danielle, too. So it was just interesting. We're playing a game. Edgar is doing terrible. He can't catch anything. He can throw okay. But I remember, Danielle, you were just behind the trees for most of it.
Just lurking.
Yeah, just taking it all in, watching your man fail at a game. But I'm just saying, I feel like, Edgar, you'll probably do better. I know you haven't played probably since then, but like once we get playing again, you could show Mateo how good you are.
I wish.
But we also have a highlight reel of those times as well if you want to show him.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think we should show Mateo at his football skills.
I think we should.
Well, you know,
I think he should develop his own skills and go from there. I shouldn't be the example for his skills.
Or maybe you should you and be like, oh, I can't do that. I need to get going with this. Or I'm going to look like a doofus like my dad.
What if it inspires him to play sports or something? What if...
I was going to say, trust me. I think the one sport he's really going to get into is soccer.
Oh, most definitely. Gosh dang it.
Yep. My mom and my sister were playing with him, and my sister was grabbing him by the hands, you know, kind of just like letting him hang for a bit. And they had like a little ball, a little plastic ball on the ground, and he was trying to kick it. And mom actually filmed it. She showed me the clip, and he actually kicked the ball. And I'm like, yep, he's going to play soccer for sure.
Does he, like, if there's like a soccer game on, like, do you like kind of sit down and kind of like have him watch it?
He watches himself. Sometimes I'm not even holding him. He's in his little walker and he's looking at the TV, just hypnotized by the game.
I mean, that could also be
the TV.
Liking the TV, yeah.
Hey,
I don't know. You already know if the TV's on, sometimes he's not even paying attention to his own cartoons.
Yeah, he's like, I'm bored of this.
Just start playing highlight reels of Chicharito or someone.
Yeah, anyway. He's not too great at basketball either.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, is this podcast going to be about my grateful sports skills?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mateo. I'm like, I mean, he doesn't have control yet. I mean, at least with basketball, Edgar won one free throw tournament that we did.
Ah, yes. Oh. Number 100.
Yep, season 100. Edgar beat out Xavier in a thrilling...
Honest, if you're going to win any of the games, that's the one to win. Like, that one is special just because it's the 100th game. Yeah. Like, you basically wiped out everyone else with that one win.
And my only win.
Well, your name is on the trophy twice because you decided to write your name down for no reason when we were playing.
It was an award of greatness.
Well, your name's there. It just has like a line through it.
Who did that? I don't remember if it was you or...
It was either me or Xavier, because we were the ones with the pen.
It wasn't Xavier. I think it was you.
Probably. Anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to share to the public, even though only like 16 people listen to this for now?
Remember that time we went out to the bar and Derek and Edgar were taking shots?
Which time? That could be any time.
And like I'm pre-COVID, there.
like from when we turned 21 to last year, that could be like any day of any month.
No, I was getting there. And we were like, hey, this is stupid. Why are we spending so much money here at the bar when we can just get ourselves a bottle and go home? So I wasn't drinking. I was the designated driver. So I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, because then I'm like, I can drink too. So we go to the store, we get a bottle of tequila, we go home. Tell me why these two dummies had so much...
Okay, hold up. Was Dominic even here?
I don't think I was there for that one.
You were there at the bar, but I think you went home. I don't think you went to the house with us.
Wait, so why are we reminiscing something he wasn't even in? He knows about it, but this is supposed to be reminiscing. Not...
I mean, you're reminiscing. Unless you don't remember that night, then... By all means, how much did he drink?
Trust me, I had like seven shots in a row, I think. Yeah, did not end well for me.
He was sick all night.
Not all night.
For a good while.
Probably 2 hours.
No, wait. I remember that. Edgar FaceTimed me, I think, like twice. Well, not FaceTimed me, but video called me on Messenger twice throughout that night.
I did?
Yeah.
That I don't remember.
See, he was there. We included him.
Kind of.
But yeah. So they had the great idea to take multiple shots after they had already been drunk from the bar. That did not go well.
And you let this happen?
I did, but I had never seen him that drunk before.
Or after?
After. He's never gotten sick like that since. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
So there's a record to be broken, I hear.
Mm-hmm. By you.
Wait, time out.
And it can't be water.
I could drink as much water as I want, unless it kills me. There is a limit.
You don't want to, like, drown.
Yeah, technically speaking. But, like, I see those people, like, I forgot where I saw on social media, but, like, they have, like, a gallon of water and tells them, like, the hours they need to drink it by. I'm like, why? Like, why, like, do they see them, like, oh, I can't do this? I'm like, I can drink two of those in a day.
Well, yeah, but I think it's because most people don't drink enough water every day. And you have to drink it in little increments, because if you have too much water, anything in excess is bad. But water can literally kill you. Like,
anything can kill you.
Anything, yeah.
But that's the point of life. Not for anything to kill you, but just to enjoy it. And then if something does kill you, I mean, sucks, but that's just how it is.
But that's just the point of life.
It's a cycle. It's an endless cycle.
I'm going to put that on your...
What, my tombstone?
Not your tombstone.
Oof, yeah.
I thought that's what you were leading to.
What are those things called? Like the little booklet before a funeral or like a...
Oh, so I am dead.
You are dead, yeah. I'm going to write it in your little... What is it called?
Is it a memoir?
No.
You could write my memoir. Don't, but you could.
Not an obituary, no.
I mean, I'd do it on his obituary.
The program?
Isn't that what an obituary is?
No, an obituary is what they put in the paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right.
It's the program for your funeral. I'm going to put that and be like, this is what he thought.
It sucks.
I don't even remember what you said.
It's going to be on the podcast. You could always listen back.
You said something along the lines like, this sucks, but it's life or something. I don't know. Maybe that's not even what you said, but...
It'd just be like that, but, I mean, speaking of bars and stuff, I look forward to when this is all over and we can do that again. I mean,
yeah,
for what we can.
And it's not necessarily, like, going to the bar. I think just going out with friends is, like, necessary. As much needed.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen anybody... in like a year, practically. And it's weird. Like, we used to go out all the time.
Yeah, hitting up Dominic like last minute. Hey, are you free? Like half an hour before we get over.
You and Derek both, we'd be like, hey, let's go out. Or vice versa. Like, you guys would sometimes be like, let's go out tonight.
Yeah, we would say tonight, because we would ask beginning of day. You'd be like, I'd be like getting home from one of the Giants games. It's like, oh, can we stop by in 30 minutes to pick you up? I'm like, I'm on the ferry.
Oh, that's a yes.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that actually reminded me of one time you had asked me. I think this was a time you were asking me to drive you certain places, like specifically the bar station.
We did that one time.
I think it was that one time in like what downtown,
on a creek? Concord.
Yeah. Oh, you just triggered that. I just remember that.
Yeah. No. So you dropped me off at a Concord, and a homeless man hugged me, and then I got on the train, and then I got to school, and then I came home and I took a shower.
I'm surprised you didn't catch anything.
Right. I washed my clothes too.
I mean, what's the difference of being hugged by a homeless man and actually being on BART? It's
almost the same thing. Less affection, though.
Homeless people are BART?
I mean, maybe.
No, I'm cutting that part out.
No, it wasn't supposed to be taken that way.
Well, but, that's how it was.
But I mean, if that's the way you want to go.
This conversation ended like a minute ago.
Do you
why?
Okay, but back on a serious note.
So
what you're saying is BART is not as sanitary as homeless people.
It's probably less sanitary.
It's probably the most sanitary now because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how sanitized it really is. So
probably not very.
But better than before. I want to assume. I really do. I haven't taken barrier BART or the ferry. Barry. Gosh dang it. in a long time. Is that knocking your door or my door?
It's on our door.
Oh.
It's probably your mom.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know, something either reminiscing about now, about back then, or you can talk about a future thing. Who knows?
I was gonna say, I remember back in school, I believe it was the first day you were on your scooter, and I remember watching you, and I was like, what the hell just happened to you? You're just like, hey, guys, and I was like, what?
I remember that day, I just rolled through, and Marcus and Xavier, because I didn't tell anybody what happened, like, they just ran to me and hugged me, and they were like, we thought you died. I'm like, no, I broke my foot. I jumped up and down. And just landed awkwardly, and foot came off.
Your foot came off.
I fractured it basically, like on like the top of the foot. Basically it came off. No, those were good times though. Everyone wanted. I don't want to say it. Everyone wanted to use my scooter.
Everyone wants to ride.
Dominic. I don't want to even say the word anymore.
Wow. No. You were popular.
Actually, people nicknamed me Scooter Boy.
How's that song go, Skater Boy? I try to do it for Scooter Boy.
No. But like at the time, I was like, okay, that's fine. I mean, cool, I got a nickname. And that was junior year. And then I was fine. I could walk again until I tore my ligaments 3 years later. But, I can walk now. I haven't done anything yet. But, Matthew, his sophomore year, because his freshman year was our senior year, but his sophomore year, and this was a year after we were gone, someone came up to him and asked if he was the brother of Scooter Boy. And that made me smile because I left a legacy.
That's so funny.
Hey, I just thought it was cool that he was nice enough to let me ride the elevators with him.
I wasn't supposed to. I think no one's supposed to, but.
No, it would be after class.
Were you not allowed to use them unless it was a necessity?
Yes. Yeah, we would ride together for chemistry class. Those were interesting times.
Yeah, you and Marcus competing to have a better grade.
Yep, came down to the end, he won. But that was okay. I just remember tutoring you all the time.
Yeah, I tried. And I still ended up with a C.
I think it was the way like the class was, because you understood it when I told you. I think it was just the way I forgot who the teacher was teaching it, like you couldn't like comprehend how she was saying it, but like when I was like explaining it to you, you caught on.
I think it didn't help that sometimes we would fool around in class and Marcus would always end up getting in trouble.
Yeah. I never got in trouble once. It was always him. Even if it was you and me talking, he would get in trouble.
So bad, dude. That was really messed up. He's like, but I didn't even do anything.
No, it would be because you and I would say something and he would just laugh or giggle and that was it. And he was done.
God, I remember doing my doodle wars with Marcus in that class.
Dude, he doodle war with me.
What was that? Something about doodle wars?
Doodle wars. We did that too. God, I hate this. fudge. But no, chemistry class, I think, I mean, not for the class itself, but I mean, being with you and Marcus was probably like the best class. I remember this one time, and this was still chemistry junior year. You asked for my help to tutor you, and we did, we went, like, it was like 5 o'clock, like an after school thing, where we went mm-hmm. To the lunch area, and we were working, we were talking, and I remember I said, we were talking about something, music maybe, and I said I was born in the wrong era, and you,
yes,
and you were just not stunned, but like I don't know what the word was, but
no, I was done. Yeah, dude, it's funny you brought that up, because this is one thing from that conversation or that day that doesn't leave my head. Well, maybe it wasn't that day, but I remember it might have been in class. I was like, because you would ask me about my music on my iPod, because I think I had my iPod Touch at the time. And I remember asking you, how come you don't have one? And your answer will always stick to me. I remember this to this day. You said, because I don't need one. And I was like, what do you mean? Because you're all like, my music is right here. And you pointed at your head. You're like, whenever I want to listen to a song, play it in my head.
I didn't have that big of a playlist, so memorizing songs is pretty easy.
I was like thrown off. I was like, whoa, no one. I never knew anybody like that. And honestly, I thought it was pretty cool. But at the same time, I was like, maybe he just doesn't want an iPod.
All I had was a plain phone, and then I got the iPhone 4. And that's when things mm-hmm. changed. And I mean, my music taste was still like oldies at the time. It didn't evolve until college. And then I started listening to more alternative music and whatever else was out there.
Yeah. Like French Montana.
French Montana. Oh, wait. No. Wait, what's that?
Way up.
oh that was like a couple weeks ago. That chorus was stuck in my head. I'm like, okay, you know, I've never actually listened to the song. I listened to the song, I'm listening to the lyrics, I'm like, what the fudge is this?
Yeah, he got caught by surprise, like, oh, this was so not what I was expecting out of the song.
Oh, like I Love It by Lil Pump and Kanye.
Yep, like the chorus was in a commercial or something, and it was just stuck in my head. I'm like, I'll listen to the song to try to get it out. Boy, did it get it out. but yeah, no.
No, finish your thought.
I was going to say, I remember we were like, I'm afraid what you're going to say, but speaking of music back then, I remember you asked me like what kind of music what my favorite album or band was, and I said Beach Boys, and that caught you by surprise too.
Do you know what else caught me by surprise?
Dear God.
That time we were all hanging out at our house, and we were like, let's play Mario Party. And you're like, yeah, I've never played that game. And you had beat everybody.
Because I never played it before.
But you watch gameplay, so you were
prepared. I watched the time, and I like watching them, I kind of understood what the maps were, like what to do, like what kind of characters you needed because of the certain dice that they had. And yes, just because you asked me if I ever played it, and I did say no, I was being truthful. And I've done this kind of multiple times, and I feel bad because like my final semester in college, a good friend of mine, he brought a Switch to class, and during lunch period we were playing Mario Kart, and he asked if I ever played Mario Kart. I said, not this version. Last one I played was Wii. And he said, you're any good? I'm like, well, again, I've never played this version before. Mario Kart Wii, I dominated at. And so I then dominated everyone else in the classroom. And it was just a lot of fun. And like my friend was like, you lied to me. I'm like, no. You asked if I ever played this one. I have not.
I see. So we're not the only victims.
Mm-hmm.
No. And I feel like, and I don't like try to do that. I just subconsciously do that, but I'm okay with it.
Well, yeah, because you're winning.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? But I do miss that. I really look forward to when we could just all hang out and play video games.
Yeah, I wanna be able to have like a barbecue and have friends over and just hang out and
just chill.
See humans in real life, not virtual.
Are you saying Dominic's not real?
No, I'm just a figment of both of your imaginations.
Do you have to go to dinner?
I don't know. They never told me. I feel like they're like respecting my record time, which I value.
I was going to say, if you want to take a pause here and, you know, you could go eat.
Okay, I'll do that. So I'll see you guys after dinner. Okay, we're back.
Brought to you by Truly.
You know, I'm going
to
go about that. So, Truly, we were recording something for the Super Bowl. It didn't come to air, but he kept saying brought to you by Truly because, well, they were drinking Truly. This is when we were doing our trivia with drinks, because there's a holiday video you should check out. I'll probably post it down below. But we were going to do something for the Super Bowl. We didn't. Super Bowl comes around, and I decide, you know, I'm going to try Truly. Not bad. I mean, it was weird. When I was drinking, it was either I liked it or I didn't like it. Like, every time I took a sip, it was one or the other. But I thought, okay, I'll FaceTime Edgar, and I'll just say, brought to you, the Super Bowl's been brought to you by Truly. Thinking in my head, this is going to be a great inside joke, blah, blah, blah. I go downstairs to get close to the Wi-Fi. I'm in my garage. I put my phone up against my old truck, which is a 1955 Chevy, and on the door of it, phone's ringing, notification goes off, and my phone slips into the door through, like, that window seal. And I just hear Edgar, like, he says hi, and then just my phone just goes down. I'm, like, calling out to him, like, do you see anything? Hello? And I was freaking out. I'm like, great, there goes my phone. I don't know how to get this out. So I spent most of the second and third. I left to watch the halftime show, which was pretty good. But spent all of the second, most of the third, to take apart my door, grab my phone, and put it all back together. All just to say, brought to you by Truly. So if they want to sponsor this podcast, please. It finished the story nicely. We'll put a bow on top. But honestly, it made the Super Bowl much better than what it actually was.
Truly did?
No, in the grand scheme of things, they're the ones who caused me losing my phone. If it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for your joke, if it wasn't for me thinking I could do the joke too, it wasn't me thinking, oh, I could put my phone on my door. It could lean there. Like, one thing led to another. What was that?
So what you're saying is Edgar's fault.
It's a little bit of everybody's, including Truly's. But still, if you want to sponsor us, all would be forgiven. At least me.
So you're saying Matthew is also responsible.
Matthew wasn't even there.
But you said it's a little bit of everybody.
I was talking about you, me, and Truly.
And Matthew.
He wasn't even there. But yeah, no, that was a fun Super Bowl memory. One I will soon not forget.
You know what? That reminds me of you. Did we ever get together? I feel like we got together for something. And I remember we wanted to try some type of alcoholic beverage, but not like beer or anything, something like flavored. And I remember messaging you like, oh, what?
Oh, I lost you in FaceTime, but like it like cut you off and then you came back and everything you said was said, but sped up.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
But did you understand what I was saying so far?
About us trying like a tropical drink?
Yes, I think it was fruit punch or some shit like that.
Like Mike's Hard.
No, it wasn't Mike's Hard. It was like a.
It was mixing. It was a mixer.
It was like its own brand of like. It was like soda pop liqueur. There you go.
Oh no! I remember because I am a big fan of Not Your Father's Root Beer. If you're over the age of 21 in the United States, I do highly recommend it if you're a fan of root beer. But. When me and Edgar were out shopping, because we were going to hang out that day, we saw that, and then we also saw Not Your Father's Ginger Ale and Not Your Father's Fruit Punch. So we got the Fruit Punch, and me, every time I drink, I sip it, I take my time. But Edgar drank it like it was an actual Fruit Punch, because he couldn't taste the alcohol at all. And two drinks later, he's like, I'm feeling it.
So we were shopping that day. I was like, I kind of remember you being there, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, because it was... I think your parents were out of town, so it was just you and Danielle. And I came over, and you're like, let's go grab something to drink. Like, at, I think it was Supermax? No.
It was Rayleigh's.
No. It was the one.
Supermax? So it was when we lived in Vallejo?
Yes.
I don't know why I remember Benicia.
I mean, I'm from there.
That just reminds me of us always going to Panda Express.
I haven't been to Panda Express in like a long... Wait, no. No, it's been almost a year. I found this much better place that like serves way more food, but it's not a chain. It's a little like Chinese place in Vallejo called Lee's Garden. It's really good, and they give you a lot more food than what Panda does.
I heard about it. They're a local business.
Yep.
They've been there for quite some time. I think 52 years or something like that. That's what I remember reading.
Oh, I did not know that. I just remember my coworker took me there one time.
Yeah, they were on the verge of closing because of COVID.
Dang. You want to know what did close that I'm disappointed in? Pizza versus Burrito. That only lasted like 2 years and COVID killed it, sadly. That was actually pretty good.
The one here in Vallejo, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just remembering that time he told me about it. He brought the nachos to his to my place, or was it his place?
You and Derek came over because it was the World Series. It was the 2019 World Series, Nationals versus Astros. Game, I want to say 3 or 4, because they were playing. Houston was playing Washington. And I invited you and Derek over. I ordered a pizza and nachos from there. And it was like a burrito pizza where like things you would get in a burrito was on the pizza instead. And it was pretty good.
Where was I that day?
I don't know.
You might have been working.
Or was that when you went to Oregon?
Maybe. You might have
been. No, because the World Series is in October, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been in Oregon.
You were doing something, I know that for sure.
Yeah, I must have been. I don't know.
I'm unsure. But yeah, no, that was fun. But yeah, no, that.
Oh, I was at
Fright. I think so.
I was at Fright Fest.
Oh, I would never go there again. I did that one time during the day and I was done.
Oh, no, you have to go at night.
No, why?
It's much better.
He's like, no, why?
They have all the haunted houses, and they have all the people dressing up.
You know what? You want to know something?
He's afraid. It's okay, Dominic.
Yeah, no, I am afraid. I'm going to tell my story. This was years ago when I was in elementary school. It was my friend's birthday, and we had an unusual day off for a private school, and no other schools had that day off. I don't know why. But for his birthday, him, I, and a couple, two other of our friends, we went to Six Flags during Fright Fest, and it might not have been his birthday, but still. We went there, and this was during the day, and they were parading the zombies at one point. I remember seeing that, and I ran to one of the stores and hid in the corner, and that was the last time I ever went to Fright Fest.
What?
Do you realize that the zombies are actually people just in makeup?
You don't know how young I was? It doesn't matter. It didn't matter.
Okay, but you said you would never go back because you had a bad experience.
Yeah, and I haven't since.
So what you're saying is we need to go.
Like that will ever happen.
Yeah, it will. It will happen.
I actually went last year to Fright Fest, not 2020, but 2019. And that's the day I actually told my best friend that I was pregnant. She literally like, why aren't you going on any rides? How come you're not doing anything? Why didn't you come? And then I told her and I showed her the test and she was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. She was like, that's so exciting. She literally dropped to her knees and screamed out of excitement. And then she didn't complain that I wasn't going on rides.
Wow, that's to the extreme. All I did was hug Edgar.
Well, okay, I guess there's a difference when you're telling, like, a female.
No, you're telling me I need to do more next time.
Yeah, no, really. Like, you need to act like it's the biggest surprise of your life.
I don't know. I don't cry on big surprises. I'm more, like, pumped. Like, pumped up and, like, ready to
be overdramatic about it.
Okay. Well.
Your feeling enhanced that.
Okay. I will try, but I will definitely forget. No Fright Fest. I gotta overreact. What else?
So you're just like Derek. He's such a scaredy cat.
I don't blame him. Like, literally, I don't watch any horror films. I don't play any horror games. The best I'll do is Scooby-Doo.
Derek hates horror films.
I thought you were going to say Scooby-Doo.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, okay, I got to fight Derek.
That's hella funny.
But it what's interesting, though, is like I do like watching others play horror games because I feel like I'm just like kind of watching them and their reactions, and like sometimes it'll make me laugh, or sometimes if I'm afraid, then like I'm sharing that experience with that YouTuber. So I'll do that at the most, but I would not play something on my own.
I was gonna say, see, that means you can go with somebody to Fright Fest and share that experience with them.
There is one time I was with Jessica, and Halloween I was dressed up as an old man and I had a cane and everything. And we were going by this one haunted house, and she went in and she asked if I wanted to go. And I'm like, nah, if I get scared, I'm going to hit someone with this walking stick. Like, I know I will if they scare me that hard.
They're not scary. I literally went
They'd be scared of me after I hit them, but still.
I literally went inside every haunted house, and they're not scary. I had a clown follow me throughout the haunted house. It was not scary. That
clown would have been crippled.
Honestly, it was kind of...
Don't tell me you have that thing for clowns.
No, any regular clown, fine. I met clowns. Caught by a clown one time.
You don't fear clowns, do you?
No.
Not
you make a Joker reference?
What?
No, I don't think so. But there's a lot of people who are afraid of...
We live in a society.
Yes. Did you see the picture of him as Jesus?
I should have clicked on that article to see it, so I have not.
Okay, don't. What were you saying, Daniel?
I don't remember.
Hold me a second.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's fun.
Yeah, no horror.
I don't like horror either. But the thing is, like, I'll watch it. Like, I definitely get scared. I'm way overly anxious about a lot of things. So when I'm watching a horror film, I'm scared the whole time. And I'll probably be scared for like a week after, like in my real life. I'm like, imagine Michael Myers just showed up at the window. Like,
I feel that too.
And freaked myself out. So I do it to myself because I still watch the movies.
Yeah, no, sometimes like that will happen. Like if I'm downstairs, I'm turning off all the lights, like at the end of the day, and like it's complete darkness. And I'm like, my mind's starting to imagine things in like the corner. I'm like, shut up. Like, I would just say out loud, like someone was actually there. I'm like, shut up, I'm going upstairs.
Have you ever been, like, downstairs, turning off the lights, and you get scared, so you, like, sprint up the stairs?
Yeah, I do that a lot. But, again, recently, I've been trying to just say shut up, and then just, like, calmly walk upstairs, but, like, the tension is building.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, you know there's nothing there. The lights were just on. Like, you were just in that room. There was nobody there. But for some reason, you just get this overwhelming sense of fear that somebody is right there next to you. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. No, but I understand what you're saying. When, like, you do watch something horror, it stays with you for a week. I took a class. It was for my, like, thesis class. Where it was gothic in cinema, so we watched a bunch of like horror, thriller, and like anything to do with like the gothic in cinema. And when I signed up for the class, we didn't know what the theme was until like a couple weeks before, and by then I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. I'll go in there day one and see how it is. Teacher was great, classmates were great, so I'm like, you know what, I'll just hammer it through. Turned out to be one fun class. I remember the one film that like stuck with me was Silence of the Lambs. Not horror, more thriller. But still, that one made me like not go to sleep for a couple days.
You know what? A scene in a horror film that just like freaks me out still to this day. Not so much anymore, but like, you know that scene in, I believe it was, I believe it was in Insidious.
Never seen it.
Or one of those types of movies. Insidious or Insidious 2, maybe.
Nope.
And these people are in this house. And I don't really remember the whole plot of the movie or whatever. It's been a long time since I've seen it. But this one scene, they're in their house. And out of nowhere, this ghost lady comes and she's like screaming in the mom's face, like angry. And it's like freaky because she comes out of nowhere.
Okay. Hey, Bob Bunch.
Hello. Hello. Hey, BB. Hi. We were just talking about you about an hour ago. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have a great life.
Hi, yeah. Bubbles.
Oh. Oh, welcome to my podcast. What do you want to talk about? We're talking about horror films. I hope you're okay with them. But if you're not, then you can join me and we can watch Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, just like me. Horror films don't faze me, man. Like, literally, I try to watch them in all seriousness. But I just think of how much of a joke a lot of them are.
That's fair.
Like, it's weird. Like, what I want to, like, try to explain is, like, my mind knows that it's a film and that it's, like, pure fiction. So it doesn't let me enjoy horror films like they should. Unless, like, let's say we're, like, in a movie theater where it's, like, you know, you can really enjoy it with the lights off and everything. Then, yeah, I'll get into it. Maybe the jump scare will get me and all that.
But you like see through the smoke of mirrors.
Yeah, like at the end of the film, I'm just like, eh, it's okay. Because I think a lot of the horror films nowadays are bogus, like completely bogus. I'm still yet to see like a horror film that truly like gets to me and I'm like, damn, this was like a good horror film.
All right. I'm just going to plug my Let's Plays in here, but Loading Player 2, Edgar was... We were doing Battlefront a couple weeks ago. I highly recommend that week. But next time we play something or whenever, we should play a horror game and see what happens.
Okay, let's do it.
I feel like that would make great content. Me screaming and you be like, I saw that coming.
What horror games are there to play?
I don't know. I'll have to take a look, but it has to be multiplayer. So it might not be until like we're in the same room, but I mean, we'll wait and see. But I think that would be a great idea. Hey, baby. How you doing? How you doing today? What's up? Why are you looking at me like that? What's up? Oh, bye. Bye-bye. Oh, there you are. There you are. I love your dinosaur shirt.
That's not a dinosaur.
What? It stays, doesn't it?
That's my great-grandma.
I'm sorry.
He's like, what? I'm sorry. What? I remember she's fossilized. So fucked up.
I don't get it, but I'm gonna cut it out just in case.
Just think about it. They've just been in the dirt for so long. I mean, not as long as the dinosaurs, but you know, you kind of get my drift. They get fossilized over time.
Boy,
what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, they get fossilized.
You want to know what else I won't see besides horror films? I'm going to bring this up so we can reminisce. Cat in the Hat. One time we were over. I was over at their place.
Home of all time.
And
Mike Myers, my man.
They put on Cat in the Hat, and I refused to watch that film. So I literally sat at their table looking the opposite direction of the TV for the entirety of that film. Yeah, see, they got nothing to say because they know I'm right, how bad of a film it is. I mean, people watch it because it's bad, but like, I don't want to watch it.
Okay, but the song he sings when he's like in a, what is it?
It doesn't matter. I don't know. I can't answer your question.
They got great jokes in that movie, though.
Oh, you dude.
Know? Sure, I've seen the memes.
It's so, here's the thing. We know it's bad. We know it's a joke. It's literally so great, though.
The adult humor is great. Just how they let everything slide in that film is incredible.
That's fair. I mean, it's gotten to the point, like, because like, as a kid, I saw like 5 minutes of it. I'm like, this movie is stupid, and I left. And because I haven't seen it, you guys say I should see it. And the only reason I don't see it is because you're trying to make me watch something I just don't care for. Now it's become something where, like, I don't care if it's, like, good because of how bad it is. I will now refuse to watch it just to spite.
I mean, we've mentioned before, you know, we recommend you just watch it one time just to get it out of the way. Have to watch it ever again.
You're definitely a Taurus.
I'm sorry?
Stubborn AF.
Who?
You.
No, but I'm a what?
A Taurus.
And that is?
Your zodiac sign, your astrological sign.
I don't follow that stuff.
Well, I do, and you're a Taurus.
Is that a good thing?
Can be. Edgar is too. But stubborn, for sure.
I mean, it's not like I'm stubborn. Like, I'm stubborn over, like, the weirdest of things.
Still stubborn.
So?
Say it to you.
They help you. He's gonna start... He does try to speak, right?
Yeah, he babbles, he says mama. He just recently started saying da, 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 da.
Aww.
Da, 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 da. I think he just recently woke up, so he's kind of like, what is going on?
Yeah, he's just feeling the room, feeling the vibe.
Okay, I got a question for you. We're always talking about how you don't want to watch The Can of Hat, but for you, what would you consider the best film you've ever watched to this day? Like, what's one film you can enjoy every single time? And this could be before you were a film major or after you were a film major.
Well, I would say the number one film of all time would be Return of the Jedi for me. Like, that one I could watch on repeat.
Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
I think that was the film that kind of got me into storytelling. That kind of got me into all of it when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That was something like, because we had it on the special edition VHS. And I know some people don't care for that, but I enjoyed it. And I would just plug that in and watch it all the time.
What are you doing with Tao? I'm sorry.
You. Wait, what the heck? Dude? Yeah, he's still trying to wake up. Hey, you need your coffee? Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You got it. Here you go. Here you go.
Just laugh. He's never done that before.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
No, back down to the hand.
He's being okay. Weird.
What okay. Are you doing? Oh, what are you up. Doing? What are you doing? Hey, that's the phone. What you want? What you want with my head? Hello? What you doing? Oh,
What's the memorable scene in Return of the Jedi for you? Hey. That one scene, you know, just gets you every time. You're just like, this is why I love this film.
I think it would have to be when Lando escapes the blowing up Death Star, because that's just the culmination of everything and all the hard work that they've been trying to do. And just him, like, screaming out in joy and everyone just celebrating from there on after really gives the feels. Like, they did it, you know?
Greatness achieved.
Yeah. I mean, like, any film that can give me, like, some type of emotion, like, heads into, like, not my top 10, but my top films that, like, I could rewatch all the time. Like, Revenge of the Sith. Like, you feel that, too, I know, where it's... Like anytime it's Anakin's betrayal, like, you know what's going to happen. It's like, please don't do it, Anakin.
Order 6 gets you every single time.
Especially after you watch The Clone Wars. Oh, my God. And that 4-hour cut made it more emotional.
Dude, that... I wasn't expecting that. That was deep. That was too deep. Excuse me, sir.
I know, he wants attention. He wants to be part of the show.
Okay.
Maybe okay. He just wants to be an ostrich. That makes sense. What's up, little one?
Popeyes. What are you doing, sir?
What are you doing? It's okay.
Oh.
It's okay.
Are you gonna try to roll?
It's okay. We're all here.
What's up? Hi, Baba. Hi, Baba.
Oh, he got taken away.
Dominic.
Yes.
Has going to school for film ruined the magic of movies for you?
Yes and no. If it's like a really good film and gets me invested in it, it doesn't. But if it's just like middle of the road or less than that, and I start seeing, especially like since I studied mainly screenwriting, I see that arcs and I can start kind of putting pieces together where it could be going. And or like I figure out, oh, we're at this point of the movie. Oh, God, I still have 2 hours left. What am I doing here? Or anything like that, especially like with TV now, where like I know the cliches and everything. So if like a show is doing something, I'm like, ah, why are you doing it this? And then you do it, and I'm like, dang it, I was right. But it's also a lot of fun.
Speaking of TV, WandaVision.
I was just about to bring that up.
I don't want to spoil anything. So if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it that you do. So spoilers for WandaVision. Or do you guys want to talk about that after the show?
We can talk about it after.
Okay, cool.
So,
it's good. Well, again, watch it.
Yeah.
Everybody dies.
I'm cutting this out with Spark. But I really quickly want to circle back to the horror stuff. One thing that I am still like afraid because, well, it scares me, but super fascinates me is ghosts.
Do you believe in ghosts, Dominic?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, okay, that's about it. But yeah, no. but yeah, no, like my mom watches like Ghost Hunters and all that, and I'll watch it with her, and she knows I'm afraid at some points because I'm like, I'll like kind of curl up in a ball, but it still super fascinates me, like the science behind it, and like also the belief, it just kind of melds into one.
You know what sucks about that show, or
those type of
shows like that in general?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes some of the episodes are real, but some of them are scripted, and you kind of don't want to believe it, but it was like, I remember reading about it. I think it was Ghost Adventures specifically. And I remember it leaked out that when they would go to a place and they would stay there overnight and have hours of footage and couldn't get anything, the producers or the writers for the show would make them make something up to make the episode that they were recording that day interesting. They're like, well, we can't air this. You know, there's nothing there, so make some shit up. And for me, that kind of just ruined a lot of that. I was just like, damn. Because, you know, sometimes I think, you know, episodes are great.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep in mind, sometimes it's fake.
Oh yeah, no, like you gotta not pick and choose, but you gotta take it with a grain of salt. But like the episodes where like they do kind of prove something, those kind of like put a chill in me. I'm like, oh, okay.
I actually not that recently, maybe a couple months back, my brother was, I don't know why, he got heavily invested in like, I guess, ghost apparitions and everything. So he would like be following this YouTuber who would receive footage from people around the world of sightings of mysterious things, and you know, he would show them, play it, play the clip, and you know, that shit really had me thinking, like, because you can't really tell that it's fake. You know, nowadays with special effects and everything you could do on your phone and on the app, you know, so maybe sometimes you could tell, sometimes you cannot, but like these videos just look, you know, the setting looks too realistic to be made up. And it's like a top 10 video or videos that he makes. It's like those clips like that people send in are the ones that really has you like, holy shit, you never know, like, can something like this ever happen to me, or has anyone that I've been with experienced this at all, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. It's just one of those things where you kind of like, you don't want to mess with it because you know how bad it can get. But like, I do love like kind of admiring it from a distance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would never go into like a haunted house or anything. I'll be like, nah, people do that for a living. I'll just watch their clips.
Excuse me, what you got there? What do you got there?
You know, would you be okay if Mateo grew up to be a ghost hunter?
He can be whatever he wants as long as he's happy.
Great answer. And he agrees.
He said,
hey. What you got there? What you got in your mouth?
Tell him you have a cookie.
That's a cookie?
It's like a little teething wafer.
It's like a wafer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That looks more
it
like
it. He holds in his mouth as he eats it.
Oh, good.
I've never seen you so happy.
Hey, he's on the show.
Cookie.
Wants to be a star.
That's a word. I think there's too much in your mouth, though.
What was?
That was a big bite. Excuse me.
All done. All gone.
Wait, he ate the whole thing already?
Was that really? Oh?
No.
No. Oh, I was about to say, that was too fast.
More?
Wow. I mean, still kind of fast, but wow.
Dude, every time I'm driving and I see a Tacoma, I just think of your car, of your truck.
Thanks. I think of it too.
The red one?
Yeah.
Good times with that little
horrible car. Like, just plain and simple, but it got you where you needed to go.
Hey, man, for the condition that your grandfather had it in, it was great.
He paid little expense. It was funny because when he got the truck, he wanted like the cheapest option available. He didn't want anything. Nothing, like, except for, like, AC, but that was about it. And my grandmother, she's like, put a radio in it. He's like, I don't need a radio. I don't listen to it. She's like, put a radio in it or I'm never driving with you. So he bought a radio.
She's like, I can't sit in this car with just your talking.
Or breathing.
Breathe airlines.
Dude, that just reminded me of that time you were freaking out, but I was freaking out with you when you lost all your stuff on your laptop.
I did lose it. It's all gone. And that freaked me the heck out, especially the fact that I lost his funeral video that I made for him. Well, for the family, but still that. Because everything else was like school stuff and like stuff I made for YouTube channel. And that's fine that goes away. I could always start over. But that video, I can't recreate that. Thank God I had a copy on my old flash drive.
Yeah, dude. That was a big relief.
Hey, what's up? Don't go silent because of me. Keep talking. Mic's on. Okay, oh. I see you shy. Oh, hey!
I was gonna say. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh, really? What else do you have to say, Teo? What is it? We want to hear you talk.
Dude, I got a memory on Facebook the other day about, like, 4 years ago, we had just published our comic.
Our one and only comic?
Yeah.
So many.
And I was like, we could have done so much better.
We can. Hey. Hey, what's up?
Okay.
No, you want screen time.
Okay.
Let me, I got this. Hey, Mateo, what's up? You want to talk to everyone? You want to say hello? Oh, you got a cookie. Oh, don't grab me. What's up? Yeah. Ah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ah. Hi. Hey, how's it going? Hey. Give him the phone. Do it. Or your hand. That works too. Oh, he's going to break it.
That's okay. He spit out his food on me 3 times.
Wait, tonight?
Today.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about, like, right now, that, like, Christmas
No,
tree.
No.
He also peed on himself when Edgar was changing his diaper today.
I forgot about that.
Did you want me to cut that out?
I mean, that's up to you, really. That's just parenting 101
there. I'll leave it in.
Yeah. I never thought I would ever have to change a big blowout diaper.
A what now?
Ever. Oh, and, he's had about 4 and counting so far.
Or encountering what now?
Blowouts.
Encounters.
Blowouts.
So, baby's poop, right?
As most humans do.
Let's just say sometimes they poop a lot more than they should, and it comes out from the back, and it goes up his back.
Literally, the other day, I was holding him. He was in my lap. And I was like, did you go to the bathroom? Let me check your diaper. So I picked him up. There was poop on my sweatpants, on my bed, seeping through his shirt. I lifted up his shirt. There was poop all the way up to his neck.
It was everywhere. He's just staring at me right now like, Mom, why don't you tell that story?
Hey, wait till he hears it again in a couple of years.
He's going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man. I was, I forgot what commercial it was for, but it was for a car commercial. I don't know if you guys seen it, but this woman gets a notification about dinner with her friends. So she goes around town picking up different like meals and stuff, getting ready for this fancy dinner with her friends. It turns out she's just watching her friends' kids at the end of the commercial. And like seeing that, I'm like, oh man, I kind of look forward to like when you two want to go on a date, like I'll babysit Mateo. I'm like, I kind of look forward to that.
You heard that? You have a babysitter for the future.
One of many.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you wanted to keep. I don't know if you want him to keep this in or not. But we've talked about how we really don't want any babysitters for Mateo. You know, excluding a very, very selected few people, due to a lot of like, how do I say it?
We just want to make sure he's safe.
We want to make sure he's safe.
No, that's fair. I'm talking about more like when he's like older.
No, I know. Even if he's older, you know, you kind of learn with time. Sometimes people aren't who they are.
That's fair.
And we're not accusing you of
anything. No. Like this is
again fair.
With how you are, how you behave. You know, we're just saying that. We would be extra careful with whoever we, if ever, leave our kid with, you know.
Yeah, no, I perfectly understand, man.
Yeah. See, we already know. You don't even like scary movies. You're fine.
Oh, then you said you fired. I'm like, what? Am I supposed to show him the movies?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, the most we would do is just like hang out, eat some pizza, and play video games.
Like I said, I know I brought this up the other day, but what if Mateo wants to watch Canada Hat? What are you going to do then?
I would put him on one side of the table. I'll sit directly across from him and the TV behind me so he can watch Canada Hat and I'll watch him watching it.
But then he'd be watching you.
And? You wanted him safe. I'm keeping an eye on him.
You want him to believe you're part of Canada Hat.
He'll associate the movie with you.
Yeah, he's like, no. Dominic is in Canada Hat.
No. I mean, I'll probably, depending on the age, like, I'll just show him whatever, like, he's into. And if that's kind of had, I guess. I mean, as long as you don't put him up to it, like, okay, you go over Dominic's, tell him to watch Canada Hat.
You know what he's been watching so far? Curious George, and then right now his favorite show is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are dope.
He has a Mickey Mouse somewhere that his grandma bought him the other day.
Nice.
From the clubhouse. So he literally does like voice lines from the actual show. And he sings the song.
That's awesome.
Well, he doesn't sing. Oh, well, yeah, he does. He sings part of it.
Yeah.
Hot dog. The hot dog dance. Yeah.
Funny story. When my cousin, with her firstborn, when he was like around one, she was also watching Me and My Brothers again. And she put on like a little cartoon for him to watch, like not like baby stuff, just to distract him.
Yeah.
And like she went to like put on her shoes because we were all gonna go out and pick up something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back into the room and me and my brothers and the baby in between, we're all lying on the bed just watching the show. We were all distracted. It didn't matter what age we were, whatever show that was, we were just invested.
So you don't remember the show?
No, it was something for like really, really young kids.
Do you remember what it's about? Like characters?
I think we're learning shapes.
That could be anything.
I was gonna say Sesame Street or something.
It wasn't Sesame Street. It was animated, but still, it was one of those things where it was funny. Where like we were watching the kid at first, just making sure he was watching TV, and next thing we know, we were all watching the TV.
Are you gonna make a model soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That reminds me, we're so used to putting on like little kids' cartoons now. Like we actually get trapped watching the episodes. Like Mateo will fall asleep, and we'll still be watching Ben and Holly. Excellent Adventure, whatever it's called. It's not called that, but something like that. Or like Curious George. It's like you get
George got some good episodes.
You get invested in the episode.
You gonna show him the movie?
Oh, I watched that today.
Oh, so sweet.
Yes. I was just, when I put that on for him, I was remembering watching that movie at the park when they had Movie Under the Stars. And as a little kid, like, that's such a cool experience. It's like you get to like lay out on the grass in the park and watch a movie on a big projector. Like, that's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go to any of those?
No.
Oh, we were in high school? Really? I really thought I saw you there once or twice.
Maybe Matthew. He went to a couple of those. I didn't. I would have rather been at home.
I remember I went to the duration of me being high school. I think I almost went to almost all of them. Not all of them, but mostly all of them.
I might have been to one, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time it wasn't even to watch the film. It was just to hang out with friends, yeah, you know, like Marcus, Xavier and all that, Kieran.
Yeah, I think I was still like getting to know you guys and everything at that time. Where it's like, I don't feel like going. I'll see them at school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things I didn't do because I was like, no, I'm more comfortable at home.
This was like before I could even drive, dude. I don't know if you were driving in high school. I think you were.
No, you were. Junior year.
Yeah, see, I never did. My parents had this rule where they were like, however you get there is the way you come back. So sometimes my parents didn't want to drive me either because they didn't want to or because they were just too tired and, you know, they just didn't want to go out. So I would walk everywhere in Benicia to hang out with you guys or whatever. I remember when I lived like right in front of the middle school, like up the street from the middle school. And I would walk from there to First Street and it would take me about like half an hour walking. And I remember one time it was the farmer's market and, you know, the chat, everyone was like, oh, hey, guys, we're going to meet up today, blah, blah, blah. Hope to see you guys there. And I was like, oh, you know what? I got to do some homework. I got to do some chores. And then I'll head on over. And then, of course, you know, I have to walk. I was just like, all right, it's going to take me like half an hour. I remember getting there around 7:34, you know, sunset was setting, and I remember finally catching up with everybody, and I walked with them probably like for only halfway because they were coming back from walking down already, and I probably hung out with them for like 10 minutes, and they're like, all right, we're going home. And I'm like, okay, I'll see you guys later. And I walked all the way back, dude. I remember I was like, damn, I walked all the way over here, now I gotta walk all the way back.
I hated walking, especially since I live on a hill. I hated it. And so I would always find a way to see if someone could give me a ride.
Dude, I did a lot of walking out, I remember. I did. I walked, let's see, I lived, when I first moved there, I lived on Sunset, where you already know. So from that apartment, I actually had lived first in another apartment that was one street down. Literally exactly same position, just one street down, which is funny. And I would walk to school from there in the mornings. Sometimes I'd walk back. And that was a workout because, you know, the hills in Benicia.
Yep.
Like, from the high school, you could come from Southampton the long way, or coming from the freeway, you're going downhill. And then there's a street you can make a right on, and it's a big, steep hill. You could either take a shortcut walking up there and then walk down towards where Mary Farmer's at, and then sneak in through the back, through the field there. And I think for the first half, I was actually taking a long way until I discovered I could actually go through there. And yeah, dude. Yeah. From there, where else did I walk from the middle school down towards, that's still Southampton, huh? I would walk towards, not Rayleigh's, but towards the freeway side. So from the freeway side, I think I would pass the overpass, and then I would just go straight down Military West to school. And I think maybe that, yes, going to school is not the worst because it's on a decline. It's coming back from school. Yep. It was an incline. Yep. I remember now. I remember coming home super sweaty because it's not just that incline. It's once you get to the top of Southampton by the middle school, it's going up another steeper hill to my house.
And I mean, I would, like, when I had my car, I would have given you rides, but like at that point you were starting to head out.
At that point, I lived in Vallejo, dude. Junior year, I lived in Vallejo.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, we would have to get up, be ready by like 7 to be dropped off by like 7:30-ish, 7:34-ish. I remember. Yeah, man, that was my biggest room too.
Well,
did it get smaller?
Yes,
progressively. It's a little bit bigger now, but
I feel like your room was about this size.
No, it was bigger, a lot bigger.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah,
I'd never know.
Yeah, I don't think any of you guys saw me there.
I picked you up once from there.
Have you?
Well, my mom did. You came over to my house. You didn't have a ride, so my mom was, I forget what we were doing, but she drove me to your place. We picked you up, and then we went to my place. And this is one of the first times we actually like hung out, just you and me. Can't remember what exactly we did, probably like FIFA or something. But I remember we specifically went to your place. You had like, I don't think it was yellow. It was yellow or blue, maybe. But it was like a cul-de-sac type of thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Damn. I don't remember that.
And like the fences were, like not steel, but like, you know, there's
like a metal gate.
Yeah, metal gate type of fence.
Hmm. So this is when I lived in Vallejo?
Yes.
He's describing your street as your house.
I know that, but it's just not hitting me that his mom picked me up there once.
Well, I was there too.
Yeah, that's. It's like faintly there. Like, I can see the image of you arriving and you sitting shotgun. Like, I could remember that much, but that's it. And I believe it was in your Honda Pilot when you guys still had it.
No, we still have the Pilot. I think it was before the Pilot.
Are you sure it was before the Pilot?
It might have. I'm unsure when we got the Pilot.
Huh. That's insane.
Yeah, no, but I think that was the only time I ever like been close to that little Vallejo place. Because after that, you moved to LA, right?
Yes.
And then you moved like a hill from me, and then you went to Vallejo, and then now you're at where you're at.
Yeah. I was going to say that, because you mentioned LA, I was like, you're the only friend who came and visited me.
Wait, for which? Oh, in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember you texted everyone in the group saying, like, if you guys want to, like, come by for the World Cup, like, we'd be open. I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And I bought, like, my plane ticket day of and everything. Like, yeah, who else is going? And then no one else was going. I'm like, that's okay.
Like, I always talk with everybody, you know? Even if it wasn't all the time, I'd always be like, hey, if you guys are, anytime you guys want to come down, just shoot a text. And there was always, like, some like maybes here and there, but no one actually did. I remember talking to Kieran one time when I came back, when I moved back, and he told me, dude, I feel so bad. And I was like, why? He's like, because the whole time you were over there, I never went to see you. And he's like, it's not because I didn't have time or anything. It's just I never went to see you. And I told him, dude, don't sweat it. It's like, you know, shit happens. I don't expect you guys to drop whatever you're doing. You're living your life wherever you're at right now. Like, I'm not gonna get on
his paper. I'm like you're describing exactly what I did.
I feel like it's probably hard for teenagers to come up with the money to travel.
That's fair. Yeah. And at that point, because this was like senior year-ish, right? Or like after?
Yeah, I think it might have been after.
Yeah, it was after we graduated, because I remember it was the summer of 2014. That was the World Cup. At that point, I had been working at my job for 2.5 years, and I don't spend money, so I had the money. I'm like, yeah. Like I literally bought first class because like I had the money and I wanted to be comfortable in a 1-hour flight.
Blue first class?
Yeah, on JetBlue.
How was that? I used to fly JetBlue to see him too. How was that?
It was good. The first time when I was flying down there, I sat in the wrong seat because I read my number wrong, but it worked out because no one was sitting in that row. And then the way back, I realized my mistake. I'm like, oh, okay, let me sit where I'm supposed to sit, and it was still fine.
What are the luxuries of first class?
I got soda and snacks and live TV.
I got that too, and I didn't fly first class.
I got a bigger seat.
Probably more big room.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I only had a small bag anyway, but like I remember, like vividly remember flying down and watching one of the World Cup games on the TV.
Oh my goodness. Hey, stop playing with your babas.
But yeah, that was a fun trip and experience. Because I got to meet your friends down there too, and they were great.
Yeah. You and Daniel definitely hit it off because of sports.
Yeah, no, it, like a rivalry started then.
Yeah, that was intense, especially online.
Yeah, that lasted a few years.
What, did you like LAPs?
I don't remember what your discussion was about. That there was like one post that Daniel made about, I don't remember what team. I think it was football.
It was probably because he was a fan of the Patriots, so he probably made like a Tom Brady thing, and I just like, I was like, nah, I gotta say something.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually do that.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about it. You're like, yeah, so we got into heated discussion.
Yeah, because like every reply was like two paragraphs. Like we were writing essays to each other.
Yeah. That's the pretty cool part, because I was like, damn, this is like the SoCal Dominic. It? Yeah, sadly I'm not friends with, well, I don't talk to any of them anymore.
Daniel, I like see his post like once in the blue moon, but I don't think he's on Facebook anymore.
No, he's on and off. I don't know why.
I mean, to his own, I think. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that trip was a lot of fun. Your house is pretty cool down there.
Yeah, dude, that first house was nice. I loved it, the pool and everything.
Remember we were trying to scale the wall of the pool and we all like scratched up our fingers?
Yeah.
And you didn't have any band-aids in the house.
I remember that. That was awful. What is he doing? Yeah, you. So he woke up from a nap, like probably half an hour ago, from sleeping probably an hour and a half. So he's full of energy.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I think you liked the second house down there too. It was smaller just because it didn't have the pool. It was still as spacious. And there was an in-law unit, which my brother lived in.
I wouldn't say it was smaller. The house was pretty similar. It was just the backyard that had more space in the back.
Yeah. And it was gated, too.
Not bad.
A small little gated community. Small, small.
But one of my favorite things from that trip was when you and your dad drove me back to the airport. He had to stop at work for a bit because we had to wake up at like 4 a.m. and my flight wasn't until like 7.
Yeah.
To hang out at his work. And you and me sat in his car and I was teaching you the game of football. The American I remember football. That.
Mm-hmm. What's that face? Excuse me? Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's insane that I actually lived in SoCal.
Yeah, no, that trip was part one, and then part two was the LA trip with Derek.
Yeah.
Interesting time.
That horrible trip.
We got a coffin.
I would do it again.
I would, yeah, like, it was a good price for a coffin. I'm going to keep it out of context.
Yeah. What? What's that look? What? What is it?
I can't wait to show Mateo the coffin. I mean, that's up to Derek since he's the one with it.
I was going
to
say Derek has it.
I know. You're
supposed to give it to me, but never happened.
Yeah, because I remember when I told my mom about it, she's like, yeah, that's not coming in the house. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I just thought my mom would have liked it as a house decoration, but
I mean, it would work for one time out of the year.
Just regular decor.
Yeah, like. But I mean, I don't think you'd. I don't know.
It's this a name memory.
Excuse me?
What's wrong? What's wrong? Let him speak to the camera. Hello? What you got to say to the people? All right. We'll take it. You're enjoying that one, huh? Yeah, you just want attention, don't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What else do you want to say?
Okay. It's okay.
I'm telling you, he's super hyper right now.
Yeah, it's all good.
So your answer is kicking me.
Yes.
No one asked you.
I thought you were.
My goodness. Oh my goodness.
Is there anything mm-hmm. that you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. We've kind of just been
reminiscing.
Calm. Low. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And besides, if anything, if anybody listening wants to listen to more of us ramble on, again, holiday trivia will be linked down below, and we're probably going to do a lot more other stuff that's off the podcast, more on my YouTube channel. But I did really want to get them on, especially for this, since this is the season premiere of Where We Reminisce Season 2. Really wanted to get them on and just I mean, reminisce, see what's new in life, especially Matteo, since he's a super bundle of joy and excitement right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I appreciate you having us on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming on. And that's about it. Usually, like, ends abruptly.